At a picturesque spot in the mountains near the popular ski resorts of Colorado, two streams of traffic converge. People driving east and west on Interstate 70, and animals, black bears, cougars, bobcats, elk, and deer, headed north and south to feed and mate. When they collide, the animal is almost always killed and the vehicle badly damaged, even if the driver is lucky enough to escape injury. More broadly, the highway forms a barrier between nature preserves on either side, increasing the likelihood that the populations will become genetically isolated. The obvious solution is a bridge or a tunnel for the animals, but how do you build one they will use? On Sunday, a nonprofit group presented $40,000 to the winner of a competition to design such a crossing. A landscape design team from New York submitted a proposal for a bridge made of lightweight precast concrete panels that are snapped together into place and covered with foliage. The bridge is broad enough to allow for lanes that resemble forests, shrubs, and meadows, with the aim of satisfying the tastes of any of the animals in the area. Kilometers of fences on either side of the highway would funnel animals to the bridge. Finalists in the competition took a wide variety of approaches. One entry called for building a crossing out of wood from trees killed by beetles. That would prevent the timber from rotting and giving off carbon dioxide, which contributes to global warming, the designers said. The state has not committed to build such a structure at that spot. The percentage of crashes caused by animals is far higher in other areas of Colorado, said a spokesman for the Department of Transportation. But state officials are eager to learn what they can from the contest entries, as they address the problem of animal-vehicle collisions.